Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription medication they can give you, you can adjust your diet, you know, there's heaps of shit you can do for erectile dysfunction, but we'll just talk about that after. Welcome to episode number 34 on the Marty and Michael fully actual podcast.
The wise bent.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
I just wanted you to get up.
Do you want me to strain it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now is the 9th of November. And the Australian Podcast Awards, I don't even know it was a thing. Look at Matt. Matt's on camera. Mm. The Australian Podcast Awards are on right now.
It's hot. Are you guys hot?
It's a hot day.
So if you want to vote for us, the listener's choice, we forgot to even register for all the big competitions like Best Comedy and Best blah, blah, blah. So all we got is a listener's choice award, which is you guys listening. So if you want to vote for us, go just Google Australian Podcast Awards and then search Marty and Michael Fully Actual and then vote for us if you want.
When's it due?
It help us.
I think the winners, the 18th?
The winners are out on the 21st of November or some shit, bro. First of all, what's been happening? We got some fucking cool new segments. Some good shit coming on. But this podcast wouldn't even be possible. Wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for our website, our subscription website, where we post two brand new videos every week. And fuck me, the website's all fixed. It's running smoothly again. We got like 120 videos on there. Did you know that?
120 vids?
It's unbelievable.
That's like fucking...
That's like more than Netflix,
I think. 2 years worth. God, we've made a lot of videos.
We've heard us. A lot of blood has been shed for your entertainment. So if you want to support us, go subscribe. It's only $5 a month. Anyway, we've got some brand new segments this week. There's a segment called Sentences That No One Has Ever Said Before. And then we're going to do the secrets. No fucking P.O. Box. You guys are getting a bit...
What the fuck is that? Why are people sending us shit?
I've heard from some people they have sent stuff. It's just
it's just
from overseas.
Maybe the post office. Maybe someone sent drugs. This is what I've come up with. Okay, someone sent drugs, and now
they're checking it all.
The CIA are fucking after us.
They're inside the house. Hey, there's one over there.
They fucking. We got like 2 kilos of coke, and it's been taken. Ooh, Bosley.
Where is he?
See, they're here.
Oh, there he is. What the fuck, Bos? Oh, Bosley's not happy. Bosley's run to the window.
They're about to raid the house.
Oh, shit. The CIA's here. Good boy, Bosley.
Mm.
Yeah, you fucking let everyone know it's not safe to come near here.
Yeah,
good boy.
Or the fucking post office man who's always grumpy, he might have put a ban on our fucking P.O. box.
No, I think people just haven't sent us some shit in a while.
There's been like a few people who have sent through messages saying they've sent stuff, but they've sent it to the wrong address.
Oh, well, that'll bloody do it too.
They're waiting for it to get back to theirs and they're going to resend it to our actual address.
Matt gave us a bit of a scare last week. We've been just working our asses off, just filming, and nothing too exciting except for fucking Matt made us bloody all go to the hospital last week.
Yeah.
Oh, my tummy hurts. Bosley.
It could have been. I thought it had something to do with the hemorrhoid.
I was hoping.
Yeah, God. And that would have been so cool. You got hospitalized for hemorrhoids.
You got a whole family of hemorrhoids living inside you. And they're having an argument. And that's what the pain was. That's what I thought initially.
Matthew Brown was sent to the emergency and we came to save him. Marty and Michael came to save him.
And then it turns out he's just been eating too many stones.
From kidneys.
Stones produced by kidneys in his urethra.
Yeah, did you piss it out yet?
Yeah, it's out.
Did you keep it?
No,
I'd eat it.
Hang on. So Yeah, it's not. It was so small. I doubt I would have been able to spot it if it came out.
Oh. Did you happen to go through those painkillers?
Oh, you said you were saving us a story to tell us
on
the podcast.
Should we start from the start?
Nah. So start from the middle and then cycle back to the start and then back to the back
and don't finish.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't had a good run with the health, the Matt Brown health lately. Basically, what happened was I was at work and I was in the office in a meeting of all things, and I just had pain in like the front part of my stomach, front left. And I went home early. I laid down, and then come the afternoon,
you started screaming.
Yeah, it was so painful that. Yeah, it was.
Apparently,
he said, "Yeah, it's just like childbirth.
It's worse than childbirth."
A lot of the nurses were saying to me that, yeah. Well, basically, what I got was a kidney stone, and yeah, a lot of nurses said it can be almost on par with childbirth.
Then you corrected her and said, "No, this is far worse than childbirth.
This is worse, you fucking bitch."
And you said, "Get back in the kitchen." You told her to get back in the kitchen. We don't agree with that. That was maybe a bit too very Matt. Strong opinion about this. Girls, you heard it here first. Kidney stones are worse than childbirth, according to Matt Brown.
But there's some interesting experiences when I was in there. So I got there, I was in a lot of pain. I felt like I was going to vomit. You're in constant pain that you start to feel sick. And before I started really like getting crippled with pain, I was a bit hungry and I hadn't eaten because I went home. And I ate chocolate chip cookies just as a snack. Mm-hmm. And then I went to hospital. So when I got there, I hadn't really eaten much except for chocolate chip cookies.
Mm.
So, and I was screaming.
Did you get fingered?
Can you wait?
Sorry. Okay. I'm excited.
So basically I'm there.
And then you got fingered?
No, it was wait. So I was screaming in pain and they're rigging my arm up for a drip to obviously put painkillers in. And so as this poor nurse is doing that, I'm yelling in pain while vomiting into a bag at the same time. And I'm quite a loud vomiter. Pretty much, yeah. So that's happening, and everyone in that little emergency section is just staring at me because I'm the commotion that's
and because you got your own fingers in your ass.
Did you finger yourself?
Let me finish. And they injected me with fentanyl.
Mm. Lucky boy.
When you say they, you mean some dude at the front of the hospital.
Yes. And just everyone, fentanyl's quite strong. I was instantly happy.
Aroused.
That's when you guys a bit later showed up. I was on fentanyl. And
oh, yeah, you're a bit giggly. I got a few free feels and he was cool with it.
Yeah, brother.
I have to admit, I got a good laugh when you guys came in. It made me feel good.
Mm-hmm. Good at that.
But yeah, I went home and then unfortunately the pain came back. So if you can picture it, the stone travels in sort of a zigzag trip to get there and it gets caught.
I can't picture
on the
it
way,
perfectly.
And unfortunately, mine got caught, and it was causing more pain, so I had to go back to the hospital, where they didn't give me fentanyl again. They just put me on
fingers
medication.
They put you on fingers,
like at least a pinky.
How come they fingered you? Why do they have to shove fingers in your ass, dude, trying to scrape the spine out?
So I can explain this. So I had a really nice nurse named Kim, and a doctor I can't quite remember her name.
Kim,
and they
did she have
over.
Tits?
I didn't see. I was in pain. And they came over and they said, listen, you can take tablets orally.
Or we can finger you.
But if they put it... but if they put it...
you got fingers.
Let me finish.
Okay.
But if they put it, rectically, they reckon the painkiller goes quicker and will go for the...
You did get
faster.
Fingered.
Let me finish.
Oh, my God. This is exciting. All right, I'm listening.
So they said it's probably a better option to, take it up the ass.
Oh, that's hot.
So, Kim, my lovely nurse...
Spread your cheeks, spat in your asshole.
But basically...
Woo! Yeah!
Basically, she goes, all right, well, I'll give you two options. I'll give you two options. And she goes, I can give you lubricant and you can do it yourself or she'll do it for
you
me.
Oh, you let her do it.
Well, I just didn't think I could push a
you
finger so far.
You cheated on the GM. You got to fucking, third base?
Oh, my God.
Second base with Bloody Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Upon request. Upon request.
Your Honor. You asked for a fingering.
Upon request.
Oh.
And I was trying to keep the mood light, so I was like, there's a first time for everything, I guess. And fuck, and then man, but the worst part was I was still recovering from a hemorrhoid, so it's still just a little bit there at the time.
Oh, yeah. Did it bleed?
Yeah. So I said to her, just a warning.
What's the hemorrhoids on the way in, Alex?
I said to her, got to apologize. I'm recovering from hemorrhoids. You might see that on the way in. And so I've taken my pants down and she's looked at it and she goes, oh, yeah, I can see.
It was still there.
Yeah, it was still there.
She got down to see it, but your best mates didn't.
No, unfortunately not.
Fucking arsehole.
You even let her stick a finger in your ass. You won't even fucking show us.
God damn it.
And then
I'm pissed, actually.
Yeah, so she got in there and I thought, and it got to the point where I didn't realize, you know, what where she was at. And then I just
Did you jizz?
And no, she put it in and I felt this sliding sensation come out of my ass. And I thought she'd come out and I'd shat myself.
Did she go back in?
It's just her fingers coming out. It just felt slimy.
No blood?
There was a little bit, yeah.
Oh, that's so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Matt got fingered at the hospital.
And
yeah.
I've turned to her and said, oh, I'm so sorry.
I want more.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've turned to her and I've gone, I'm so sorry. Because I literally thought I shat myself. I was like, I'm so sorry. And she goes, no, that's fine. It's fine. We do this every day. And I said, oh, my God. And I said, and she goes, pull your pants up. You're all good. And I was like,
oh.
And I said, I'm so sorry. I thought I shat myself.
Sorry, I just haven't come yet.
She just
shove him back in.
She's giggled and walked off. And at that exact moment, my girlfriend's come back in. Just missed it.
So she could have done it.
Yeah, probably. That would have given her the option, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Except she's got nails, so I wasn't.
Yeah, put it under the nail and pluck it in there. Put it into the lining.
But just a side note, I have been told before that people get a stronger effect of drugs, all kinds of drugs, if you take it up the ass.
Yeah, we've done that before. Shelving, dude, it's the best.
Yeah. Shelving?
It's called shelving, yeah. You fucking put a pinger up there, it hits you way harder.
Marty has some on this days.
Well, I'll be reading them. Matthew Brown supplied them. Haven't you, Matthew, eh?
Oh, dude, you had the best week, actually. Like, it was, you were fucking playing, oh my God, look at me, I'm in hospital. You had the best week.
You had a finger in your ass.
You had the best month. You've had a hemorrhoid for fucking ages. And then you got fingered. And there was blood.
I had a kidney stone, then I got fingered.
Yeah, the kidney stone. I guess everything evens out. Everything evens out in a way.
I can't believe you cheated.
Did you tell the GF?
I wonder.
Yeah, 100%.
I wonder if anyone's ever come from fingers in the ass.
Well, yeah,
apparently there's a thing. There's a prostate up there.
Remember that movie Road Trip? Yeah, Sean Scotty.
That's bullshit.
I heard it's real because the prostate's like that.
That's how nurses, if you can't jizz at like a cum bang,
they milk you.
Yeah, they milk you. Basically, they shove fingers in there and they like it's in fucking American Pie.
My mum's a nurse.
Isn't there a word for it?
On this day in 1997, Owen Wilson visited his local zoo but was mistaken for a springbok. He calmly kept trying to explain that he was in fact a man, but the zookeepers had already made their mind up. He was tranquilized and placed in the springbok enclosure. He stayed there for 3 years, but the zoo sold him to a private buyer when the springbok mating program they had him in wasn't producing any offspring. After countless attempts, the male bald springboks just couldn't seem to impregnate him, so they labeled Owen as a barren springbok unfit for reproduction and sold him.
What the fuck is a springbok?
It's like a deer. Similar to a deer.
The fucking hair flick.
Oh, you get to do it, mate. It's about, I want to turn two, cunt. I'm growing me hair out, everyone. Fucking growing out, cunt. That's my personality that goes with it. In 2007, Kanye West was diagnosed with severe autism and a hint of cerebral palsy. His doctor was paid to stay quiet about the diagnosis, but changed his mind and went to the police when he saw Kanye savagely biting his own pectoral muscles off. He was deemed a danger to himself and others, but paid the police to forget about it. He then paid himself to forget about it, and that's why he never says anything about it.
Oh, that's... Fuck, that's... That makes sense.
Yeah, he definitely... You can definitely tell he's got some cerebral palsy when
his
he
His pecs are all fucked up, too.
Well, I think the doctor stopped him, but yeah, they could be. Fuck me, it's hard to wear,
Slang bang. You got, like, backup hair.
Yeah. I've always got backup hair, cunt. On this day, in 1943... Bruce Willis hatched from his egg after lying dormant for several hundred years. The rest of the brood were all stillborns and subsequently eaten by his mother. Bruce hit full-grown manhood at the age of 9 and was bald by age 11 due to the heavy amounts of testosterone and mercury in his blood. His mother nests in some caves near Greece where she awaits Bruce's return to begin reproduction in the next generation of the Willis creatures.
The Willis.
Oh, so good.
On this day in 2015, Lindsay Lohan started selling jars of her own morning breath to blind people. She claims the morning breath has many health benefits, including increased immunity, increased vision, and weight loss. The blind people who buy from her say that they're still blind, but they definitely feel like it's helping with weight loss, as one jar of Lindsay's morning breath will suppress your appetite for over 12 hours. Next, Lindsay plans on turning her morning breath into a thick, spreadable paste for bread and wraps. Good luck, Lindsay.
Lohan.
You look like a fucking mad scientist about it.
Do you want that fucking bit of hair to stay back?
Who's got a
Tuck
knife?
It in under your
Who's
fucking,
got a knife?
You flung Lang Lang. So you pull that.
Fuck!
Ah! Fucking long hair. Yahoo. There. Is that
I
better?
Feel like Orlando Bloom from Lord of the Rings.
You look like him a bit.
I've killed more than you have, Grimly.
He's Grimly.
The little elf.
No.
Little dwarf.
No, it's Gimli. It's Gimli.
I've killed more.
Gimli.
I've killed more orcs than you have,
the
Gimli.
The singer's way to shoot.
You're
arrows.
Gimli, and I'm Orlando Bloom.
What do I have, an axe?
Can you say, it's Crabmine from Dunland. Hide.
It's Crabmine from Dunland. Hey.
Oh.
All right, that is the end of On This Day, which leads us to our next segment, next segment, next segment, next segment, next segment, next segment, next questions.
Questions? Okay.
Ooh.
I'm bad.
Oh, wait, that's then. Matt. That's Matt Brown.
Matt. That's what he's named this segment.
Just remember to comment on the podcast on the YouTube and I'll get all the questions.
Yeah, any Spotify listeners, anyone listening somewhere else, go, if you want us to answer one of your questions, fucking comment on our fucking podcast YouTube channel in the fucking comments and we'll fucking read it out. Can!
I'm Orlando Bloom.
I'm Orlando Bloom. All right.
Special.
Question for the podcast from Jacob. In a zombie apocalypse, what do you think would be the first to go out of the three of us? That was us three.
I watched a zombie movie the other day and it was Zombieland Double Tap.
Oh, it's good fun.
The first one's better.
I think Michael would be the first to go because he'd be doing something silly like raking the leaves from his lawn. And a zombie would walk past and grab him. He's too confident. His confidence will get him killed.
Are they slow zombies or fast?
Oh, we just have to think that they're the worst kind.
Oh, fuck me.
Like
yeah.
World War Z.
I'd be safe
stuff.
As hell if they were fast. If and they if were they, slow, I'd take
And
risks.
If we were all cornered, I'd feed Michael to them.
Yeah, you'd fucking throw me. I can't throw you.
Yeah, kick him in the kneecap.
I love, have you out. Seen Dawn of the Dead where they hide in the yeah, mall? That's a brilliant film.
That is
28
brilliant.
Days Later is probably my favorite zombie film.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Although World War Z seems the most unsurvivable one.
Zombies are so shit when they're slow. I never got, what's that fucking movie? That
Walking Dead.
Walking
show?
Dead,
oh my God.
Slow.
Walking Dead. They're literally fucking walking. There's nothing scary about something slowly walking towards you. Just walk away.
Cool show though, how that's like an adventure.
So slow. If you got eaten by one of them, you're a fucking dickhead. You're a fucking dumb bitch.
Ooh.
Wow.
Sorry.
It's okay.
But World War Z scenario would be definitely the most fucked.
Sorry, was it? Sorry, yeah, that's got that. Brad Pitt in it.
Yeah,
I can't remember that.
28 Days Later, not fun either.
Oh God! And 28 Weeks
I'm
Later.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, dude.
Rumors of a third one. 28 Months Later.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
True story.
Yes, there is.
They just never brought it out.
it's hard to level out my emotions. Next question.
Sorry.
Oh.
Question for the podcast from Holzer Holtz. Marty, are you able to do a vid on how to teach German?
Nah, I wouldn't know. You just fucking, you say it.
You just spit gibberish.
You speak German.
Stern bis gorkli borkli.
That's how you say it. That's my nickname in German. That's my mother's fucking pet name for me, cunt. That's how fucked that language is, you fucking cunt. Nah. No one ever taught me. I just had it. So just have it.
It's just there. Next question is from one of our regulars, Nikki. I cannot pronounce the last name because I'll butcher it. Question for the podcast. What do you think your relationship is like between you two? Is it a close friendship? Is it a brother scenario? Or is it a real bromance?
Very good.
It goes in waves.
Yeah, I agree. It comes and goes in waves.
Sometimes we're boyfriends.
Yeah, God.
No, I don't know. Yeah, just I guess.
We just fucking known each other for ages and we just love each other.
So it's like a brother almost.
Yeah. But I guess all three in ways.
Yeah.
I didn't... What, bromance, friendship, what was the other one?
Bromance. So bromance. Brothers and brothers or bromance.
Brothers. Oh, this is just like...
Very similar. But they're all the same. Bromance is a bit lovable.
You two have had sex.
Question for the podcast from Sabrina. If the universe had an end, what do you think it would look like?
Cows.
It's the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, I've got that fucking eyelash or
can't fucking, here we go, another 10 minutes of the podcast. These can't talk in his fucking eyelashes, can't rip it out and get on with it, bro. Next question.
So this question is more regards to your social media mates. Do you know if Shammy is half Indian?
I think so.
I think he's got Indian and Fijian? Something else in him. Yeah, Fijian.
I think his mum's completely Australian and his dad's like Indian Fijian or something.
That's what I think so, yeah.
And the other question is, do you know who Kristen's dad is?
Yeah, Mr. Hanby.
Exactly.
Lives in Jersey.
Yeah.
All right, next question. This is a good one. Would you guys ever streak again? Maybe the tennis, question mark.
Nah, not the tennis. It'd have to be an event where there's like everyone's fucking ready and this fucking everyone's pissing the crowd count.
Do you reckon, should we do State of Origin?
All right.
I'm in. You've convinced us, Matt.
Oh, I can't believe you've done this.
Next question. this is more
hypothesis.
Wisdom, but I do agree with what he said. So it came from Rob Goo.
Doubt it.
Whoever gave you death threats really needs to start living their life and stop being such a loser. Can you pass this wisdom on to your fans? I thought you could comment on the thought of death threats coming through to you.
Oh, they're fucking used to them now.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah,
keep them coming.
Yeah, come it's entertaining.
What do you fucking got, bro? fucking sleep in your fucking uppercut, cunt.
Fucking dog cunt. Oh shit.
Next question from PJ.
Whoa.
Another streaking question, but how much would it cost for you guys to do it again next year at the grand final? Next year?
AFL? 50-100?
Oh,
MCG would be harder.
I reckon it'd be easier. Ooh. Why don't we do a video? Where's it harder to streak at? At the Gabba or the fucking MCG, cunt? Matt's shaking his head in disgust.
The just wig this. Makes you woo! See so
woo! Get up, boys! Get up! Woo! Oh.
Oh, you fucking look so ridiculous. Dude,
this is going to get so hot in summer.
Shut up.
I'm all slimy already.
Yeah.
Dying.
Oh, dude, I've got a fan.
We'll have to get fans behind the lights.
No, because the sounds of the frequencies.
Exactly the sound of mate. Well done, Michael.
Next question.
It's from Joseph Gallagher. Are you boys still trying to stay healthy and how's it going?
Yeah, after the... because leading up to the AFL stunt, I didn't really eat much. I think for 3 days, I ate like three small meals just because I had no appetite. And then after, I went on a bit of a... instead of an alcohol and drug bender, which is normally what happens after a victorious video like that, I just turned to shit food for a while. For like a good 10 days, I was just eating real shit food. But yeah, back on the health wagon. It's fucking gold, brother. It's pretty easy.
My broken ribs healed, so we've been gymming hard.
We've been going boxing.
It's been going well.
You've been to the hospital.
Yeah, for you.
And for your
rib. Fingered boy.
Did you get fingered?
No. Oh. Fucking hell.
You should have asked for it.
Check my prostate.
Shout out to the nurses and doctors. They were all legends too.
Fuck yeah, come to.
Woo!
They don't get enough credit. Last question
Shit,
is from last question is from Clark S.
Clarks.
Pepsi or Coke?
Coke. I was just drinking along Pepsi. It tastes the same to me. As long as it's got real sugar in it, I don't give a shit.
No, keep the bottle.
As long as it's got real sugar, I can't do diet. There's Coke Zero and shit, and the Pepsi Max. It tastes.
You've got to stop drinking soft drinks.
Yeah. See, there's still a little bit of remnants from my week of bad now. Food.
There was rumors that the
cast of Friends was getting back together.
The flavors are bad. You know how there's in no sugar.
The sweeteners.
Yeah.
But there's actually some new studies.
But now they're saying
might not be all bad. Yeah. But who knows? You never know.
Change
your mind again soon, darling.
Alex Jones will sort that out. And that's it for questions.
Keep those fucking questions coming in, everyone. That is outstanding.
Bravo.
All right, the next segment. It's a fucking ripping dog shit.
Could you shut my fucking neighbor's doors? Fuck me.
All right, for this segment, it has, of course, been renamed.
That was so fucking disgusting.
And this is a segment where we attempt to say sentences that no human being has ever said in the history of humans.
That was one of them.
Those weren't words. Oh, they probably were in Spanish or some shit. That's how them Spanish speak, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
All right, now it's a bit of a weird one, this one. So let's give you guys some examples. So it's just a sentence that you think no one has ever said before. You can't picture a scenario where... You can't picture a scenario where anyone, under any circumstances, would say something like this. You guys have sent some in. Send some in if you can think of something. Would you like to start with some of the fan ones?
Oh...
Would you like to start with some of the fan ones?
Yeah.
So nervous. New segment. I hope it goes well, everyone. Here we go. Fingers.
Oh, I hate timid Marty.
Fingers are crossed.
I'm so special. Okay, this one is from Luke Farthing. Farthing. I'm really glad I fingered that baby's nostril so that cunt Smurf could get her money and leave me alone.
Okay, not bad. Yeah, surely no one's ever said that before.
Curtis Ramon. Did you bring the turtle cum for the spaghetti brownies?
Okay, yep. I can see how that probably has never been said before.
Lopsy Kovikiv. Her kitty was eaten by the interrogator's erogenous gooch.
Her kitty...
What do you reckon?
Her kitty was eaten by the interrogator's erogenous gooch. Yeah. Well, I guess no one. Probably this is groundbreaking. No one's ever said this shit before. These words have never been put together in this order. Can you think of a scenario where someone might have said that, Matthew Brown? No, you can't. Next question.
Next sentence
from Maria Tricoli. I hate sex. Marty sucks dick. I'm so awesome that I wet myself. A triangle is a square. I'm better than myself. There's definitely some of those that have been said.
I reckon a triangle is a square.
I think we've said that many times.
And it's correct.
Yeah, well, you know, with some adjusting of the formulas. Don't forget that. I hate sex. I'm sure some people have said that before. Rape victims. Matt,
you've had sex and got fingered.
Marty sucks dick. That's definitely been said before, but I haven't, obviously. I'm so awesome that I wet myself.
I've said that.
That used to be Michael's motto. That used to be his motto back in primary school.
No, in post 18.
And I'm better than myself. People have said that before too, I'm sure. All right, next sentence is from Andrej Lekic. I smoke cables while jumping over a wall made out of carpets. I smoke cables.
I've said that on mushrooms once.
I remember you saying that.
I've said I've smoked cables.
Yeah, I seriously have.
Well, he has smoked cables, like the wire. Really need a really hot flame, but you can do it.
I don't know.
Tom Trail. This is his attempt at a sentence that has never, ever been said before. My pet frog licks my balls under the table in my room while my hamster going doggy on my frogster. I don't know what a frogster is.
Yeah, that's been said.
I remember you saying that to your mum. Matt.
It's been said.
So that's definitely been said. Cloudy. Marty and Michael's videos aren't funny.
That's been said.
That's definitely been said. All right, let's go to our own sentences now after that.
We'll go one for one.
Yeah, okay. I like that. That horse is my biological brother, Your Honor.
That's good.
Surely no one's ever said that before.
Not to. Or maybe like in a drama, like a fucking sketch, but not in an actual court.
Yeah.
Get off my sternum and kiss me.
That's definitely been said.
No way. No one's been on someone's sternum and then they've wanted a kiss after.
100%. There's fence in my stool. Unless you've eaten fence.
That's good.
That's my next health problem. Fence in my stool.
I want to become cum and run.
I think a rapper has rapped that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was scared of with the rhyming.
The beak growing on my back is infected, Your Honor.
Oh, a beak. I'm thumb fricking this rusty bitch's snatch while my bum gets filled with gluten in the backstairs cabinet leader's home.
Yeah, that's definitely a new one. Pass the sand against my will, Your Honor.
Pass the sand?
Yeah, I'm picturing the judge has a jar of sand and it's the defendant's sand and he's asking for it. It never happens.
It's against my will.
Yeah, exactly. He's asking for it against his will, making it his will. You understand? It's a confliction already. You can't do that. The action itself and the words are conflicting. They're headbutting right now. You can't say that. You can't do it. It hasn't been done before. It's groundbreaking.
They're fucking air.
It's a groundbreaking segment. We're changing the fucking world right now. This shit's never been said before.
Oh, we fucking fixed starvation.
You look
again.
Like the villain of 101 Dalmatians.
I feel like I'm on Home and Away. Running down the beach. All right, that's the end of that segment. Let us know what you thought of it. And if it's shit, we obviously won't continue. But I feel like there's something there.
There's potential.
There's something there hidden at the bottom of it. Anyway, DM us your sentences that have probably never been said before.
Hairs. Anyway, enough of that.
Hey, do you know what, everyone? Let's take a second and just sit back and relax because it's secrets time.
If there's a tale, tell the tale. Secrets, tale.
Secrets, tell the secrets.
Oh.
And that's the segment name change.
That's just my house. But...
All right, now we're going to read out some secrets that you fucking sick, twisted dogs have sent in. Some of these, I don't know if they're real or not. Like, we can't tell if you guys are lying, but fucking hell. If these are true, this could be some serious jail time for you guys. You guys really trust us not to say anything to the popo.
Pause. Should we do a... We don't condone any of the actions of the people that send us these secrets.
Oh, shut up.
No.
All right, first secret is from... Aha, not going to tell you. Aha. All right. 17 years old, sleeping with my summer camp boss, who was 24 and also a teacher. She was also a counselor when I was a camper when I was 12. She used to have us all over to drink underage, and everyone would sleep in one room until I snuck away every night. Holy fuck. My brother walked in on us because he came home early after he tried to get with her for 3 years, and she said he was too young. I'm 3 years younger than he is. Haha, I have secrets and stories for days.
Wow.
That same chick married one of my brother's best friends, lol. Jesus.
That's Whoa.
There are some incestual communities in Australia. That's for shizzle
and
nizzle.
That's fucking... Dude.
That Nick Lair, brother.
What is it with teachers and sleeping with
students?
What's
with Nick Lair? Wow, man.
It must happen all the time.
Yeah, like, it must be
much
regular.
More than people find out about, hopefully.
Oh, just a side note on that comment.
Hopefully.
Apparently, like, the investigations into this sort of stuff is just into the hundreds in Australia.
Yeah, there would be.
Just, it's so ongoing, that type
I
of
see
stuff.
Teachers breastfeeding year seveners.
Was there any teachers in your school that was fucking the kids?
I heard rumors, like, because we had a... There was this pretty successful rugby team maybe 2 years above me, maybe Ben Hannon's age group. I remember he was there. And there was rumors that two of the teachers slept with a group of, like, the football players. But that's all I ever heard. But that was all rumor.
How the fuck does that happen? How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'd love to
know. If you were the teacher, wouldn't you be scared, like, of all the kids and then it gets... You're gone. You lose your job. You go to jail. Bam.
Life is over.
If anyone has a story about teachers...
Makes you really wonder, though. Like, they risk so much. So much for just one fuck with a kid. I think it must be pretty exceptional.
I think it's your little adrenaline rush of doing something that
it's
they're not
so
meant to be
naughty.
Doing.
It's more than that. It ruins your life. So one time I made a fake Snapchat account using my teacher's husband's name. I added her and thinking it was her husband, sent me a nude photo of herself. The photo showed her boobs, cooch and face. I saved the photo, deleted the account and shared her nude photo of her with several of my friends, who then shared them with their friends until the whole school, including her fucking son, got a hold of it. She took a month off from school during this time for personal reasons. Again, another teacher, female teacher. Man, it's like fucking, there's like a
Yeah, but
epidemic.
She didn't mean to do that. She thought it was her husband.
Yeah, kids.
We're uncovering an epidemic. All right.
See, there's got to be something. I guess it's not. I guess a teacher is always responsible, and I do agree with that. But like, kids are just as fucking evil.
Well, that's fucking, right there. That's pretty crazy to fucking, you got to be pretty sick to do that.
All right, this one. We would hang out there smoking weed and whatnot whilst my mate was house sitting. One evening, my mate explained that he'd had to face down a photo of the owner's wife in the bedroom because she was so ugly that it was putting him off when he was fucking his girlfriend. It became a bit of a running joke, and over the next couple of weeks, all the photos of his wife got turned or face down by one of us or one of our friends. Anyway, my homie tidied the house before they got back, but he forgot about the photos. Then neighbors never spoke to him or my family again. My mate's dad is a stubborn old sod, so he never bothered asking why. He just started cursing out the neighbor like he'd done something wrong. The families ended up never speaking again, and only me and my mate know why. One time at band camp, me and a friend were spit roasting a chick. She was getting smashed up the dirty balloon knot. There was an accident involving poo. Me being the good friend I am, didn't notify said friend of the incident. I just calmly left the room and showered. I came back into the room and turned the light on, and there was shit everywhere. He even managed to get it on his face. Didn't even break stroke when he realized what had happened. He just kept going about his business like the hero we all knew he was.
Oh, shit. Literally.
Now, Connor knows who this person is. So, Connor, you do what you want with that information. I'm not going to judge.
Said any other names?
Nah.
No. Okay.
I used to work at a funeral home and used to take pics of the dead MILFs nude and masturbate to them later. Fuck off, cunt.
Whoa!
Fuck off, cunt. That's fuck.
Three.
That is fucking...
Remember that scene?
Keep it going. I'm enjoying this one.
Remember that scene in Bad Boys 2 where there
is that? See, that is naughty as fuck. That's so wrong.
Sexy.
Imagine looking over your dead corpse as a soul and going, "Wow."
Remember in Bad Boys 2 the dead chick with fake tits? Over me.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh
no, I can't. I can't remember. It's super bad.
Bad Boys 2.
Ah, secrets time. Here in the United States, there used to be something called the knockout game, where you and your friends would sneak up on someone in public and punch them as hard as you can in the face and run away. So one night, me and two friends played the cheeky little game. We hit four people, knocking two out cold. The next day, we find out one of them had died, and since there was no one around and no CCTV, we never got caught. Fuck me. That is some fucked shit, brother. We do not condone king hitting strangers, by the
that's
way.
That's intense. If that's real, we would feel so guilty for the
surely
rest of your life.
Surely that's not fucking real. Don't you fucking reckon, brother?
Yeah, like, I don't... No, you wouldn't send that.
Yeah, you wouldn't risk it, you know? Even it, but maybe, who knows? Maybe if
we could save the day and find that person's murderer if we put a post up.
If you're fucked up enough to do that, then you're probably fucked up enough to send that in to us.
That's true.
People...
I'm
special for you.
Don't touch me.
Oh. I'm special for you.
Biscuits. Special biscuits. Anyway, that's the end of our secrets.
You look like an old Jermaine from fucking Summer Heights High.
I'm on Home and Away. If Home and Away is watching this, put me on.
It actually suits you, long hair.
Home and Away. All right, the final segment is, of course, the prank call.
Jason's quality.
Oh, hello. My name Arnold. Am I speaking with Jason?
Arnold from where, sorry?
Arnold from Brisbane. I'm a small pork farmer. Just moved to Brisbane, North Brisbane.
Okay, what can I help with, mate?
Mate, looking for a local butcher. We have 7-8 large pig looking to sell to butcher. So I, you know, I call around, see who buy for what price and what type of pig.
Yeah, mate, I'm pretty happy with my pork supplies at the moment, but yeah.
Well, you tell me who supplied the pork at the moment, hmm?
You what tell that, me. Mate?
I like to know a little secret.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
well, what's your name?
My name Arnold Fine.
What is it?
Arnold A-A-R.
Yep.
N-O-L-D. Fine. Yep. Fine spell F-E-I-N-E. Yep.
Okay, can I just grab a contact number, mate?
Of course, so you can. 04?
Yep.
05?
Yep.
07?
Yeah.
55?
Yeah. 57. Okay, and whereabouts is your farm?
North Brisbane, but Dakabin, up at Dakabin.
Okay, what's the name of your company?
No company yet. We just moved here. I come with a small family of pigs, and they're fully grown.
Do you have a website or anything like that?
Not yet. I have my wife do that.
Free-range, mate?
Yes, with a free-range, they've only been fed premium ingredients their entire life. Sometimes I experiment with pigs and feed them different things. And one of the pigs, fully grown, I feed him sausages, beef sausages, and some beef steak. And his size double. His size double, I think, 2 year. It's crazy. Some of the pigs. So I sell you very good price. They're very fresh.
Yeah, mate, I'm like I said, I'm pretty happy with my supply at the moment. I don't mean to be rude, mate. I just got a customer walked in, so... I better keep moving, but I appreciate the call, Arnold.
All right, well, I'll call back after. I'll come and sell you pig, darling.
Dude, call back after he's had the customer. Now we do a part two of you calling him back.
Yeah, is that next week's one?
No, now. Like, he does the customer.
You just keep calling him every week.
Oh, my wife, do that.
All right, I'm going to save this dog's number and I'm going to be fucking Arnold. What's his name? Butcher. I'll just save it as Butcher. And we are going to call that guy every week as Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
Butchers, up your game as well. Fucking no one answers their phone. We call about seven.
Oh,
seven.
God.
Seven. Oh. We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.